Hiya, on my sofa today I have a Jacques, a Robin.
Hi Mike.
And you've also brought your singer Sue with you.
Yeah.
Basically, you're a songwriter, but you're not technically a solo artist as such.
Yeah, I'm a songwriter, but I tend to collaborate as much as I can with musicians, generally from the Bristol music scene, because I like to flesh up songs and not to be just, the typical bearded man with guitar.
Okay, so it's very difficult with genres. You don't want to get pigeonholed with things. So Is there any kind of keywords that you would use to describe your music?
Yeah, probably, especially for this first album I've just recorded, Statuettes, the word melancholy is a keyword, not as an atmosphere in principle, but more like something that happens quite naturally when I sing and when I compose these songs. Really, they came from reflections on aspects of life that are a bit melancholy. But yeah, I'm not a melancholy person for the sake of it. It's more like trying to accept all aspects of life, even the darkest ones, and try to go through them.
Are your lyrics all quite dark, or is it that you just have a kind of melancholy air even when they're quite upbeat lyrics, if you like?
I think that there's probably very often a melancholy streak to them, but lyrics aren't necessarily dark. For me, they are not, actually. They are like a journey, you know, through melancholy and through other feelings to get something true, to get something authentic. And that's what I try to get to, a genuine kind of feeling. Yeah.
Okay. So do you just play the guitar yourself, or do you play other instruments on your album as well?
No, on my album, I just sing and play guitar. Probably I play tambourine also. But the other instruments are all played by 15 other musicians. There's quite a big collection of musicians on this album, from cello to violin to flute, piano, drums, electric guitars, clarinet. There's a lot. Backing vocals, like my friend Sue Mara, she sings backing vocals.
Okay, but presumably that's rather a lot of people, so when you perform this stuff live, You won't be able to take all that many people with you.
No, very often not, because as you mentioned, it's more like a collective, a floaty kind of band. It's not a proper ongoing band project. It's my project with musicians floating about. And so when they are available, they play with me, or depending on the situation. For example, I'm playing a couple of gigs in the next 2 months at Louisiana on the 29th of September and on the 28th of October in the new basement room, which is strictly acoustic. And for these occasions, I will be only able to play with two other musicians. It depends on the situation.
Okay, so let's talk about your album, Statuettes.
Yeah.
That's just come out, has it?
Yep, yeah.
Okay, so is this on a record label, or is it self-produced? And
it's on my personal record label called Hortus, and so it's basically self-distributed for the moment and self-released.
Well, I think it's a revolution coming along with the music industry now, is that because the technology seems to be there, people are trying to bypass the large corporate record companies.
Yeah.
Basically take most of the money. So you set up your own record label and publish it. And If you get your own music recorded, then you're really looking for a distribution deal rather than an actual album deal as such.
I suppose there are, nowadays seems things are much more flexible than a couple of decades ago, or even just one decade ago probably. So you have quite a few possibilities and opportunities to self-promote your music online, for example. And yeah, maybe a distribution deal is one of the options to get a bit more visibility out there, because what I'm noticing is there's all these options to put your tracks out there on the big shops or on a kind of social network-like things. They are good, but actually they are only based on word of mouth then, and it can be good, but then, you know, maybe you might need a bit more promotion there.
Okay, well, with that in mind, with your album, let's hear one of the tracks from it. We're going to do an exclusive live version. Mm-hmm. Can you introduce this song, please?
Yeah, we're going to play a song entitled Josephine and the Lantern. And yeah, I think it's quite a melancholy song, unsurprisingly. And the theme is probably some kind of psychological termination between two characters, but also being enchanted by this relationship of domination, so at accepting it, actually.
This is Jacques and Robin with Josephine and the Lantern.
know. It's much nicer to be weak than to be strong. Like a statue, you lie by my side. I watch over you, there's nothing you can hide. Ta-da-da, da-da, 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 da-da. As the moon calls you out of the darkness, I stretch over you to reach the lantern. With its quivering light burning softly, soon it falls into a beautiful sleep. La da 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 da. La da 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 da. Like her, the light is thrown into infinity. Josephine's wheel eclipsed by the clouds of sleep. Laid aside like a dress upon a chair, she disappears and I look into the dark well. Where's the flame that burns when you're awake? When it's hard to play with you for such high stakes? When I lay my servant's cap with ease, content to catch the crumbs dropped from your lips. When at dawn the boats enter the bay, through our window the lanterns call the day. With the light I'll give my freedom away. This enchantment I got no will to break. Like her, the light is thrown into infinity. Josephine's will eclipsed by the clouds of sleep. Laid aside like a dress upon a chair, she disappears and I look into a dark well.
Was Josephine and the Lantern by Jacques Arobin. So if anyone likes the music and wants to get hold of it, where can they get your album?
The album is available in Bristol at Rise Records, the record shop on the Triangle, and online you can buy the CD on Bandcamp or through my website, which is www.jacquesarobin.com, and also through the major kind of distributors like iTunes, Napster, and Amazon, Spotify, etc.
And if people do just want to collaborate with you, can they get in contact with you?
Yeah, definitely. It's worth spelling out the name.
Jacques, that's J-A-C-Q-U-E-S, Arobin.
Yeah, Arobin, like the bird, .com. Yeah, so the website is jacquesarobin, one word, .com. And yeah, I'll be happy to hear from musicians who are willing to collaborate, especially from accordionist, because I've just lost my accordionist.
Very carelessly.
Very carelessly.
So do you have an email address as well? Or?
Yeah, the email address is jacques@jacquesarobin.com.
Okay, well, Jacques Arobin, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mike.